What's new with Menace?
What's up, everybody, and welcome to another edition of What's New Pod. I'm Menace. I'm joined by Bort, a.k.a. Brett. He's an audio expert and syndication expert with the Woody Show morning show that you can hear across the United States and around the world on AFN.
Yo.
We are joined by Eric, not Randy, coming to us live from Downey, California. Also, over yonder is our friend, Heavy T, a.k.a. Tyler. He is in Whittier, California. In Covina would be Julianne joining us. Hello, Julianne. How are you?
Hello. Hi.
Now,
good.
There's so much to talk about, but just real quick, I will be at O'Reilly Auto Parts in Long Beach this Thursday from 3 to 5 p.m. on Long Beach Boulevard. I'm going to be doing a bunch of giveaways. Yes, I'm going to give you a chance to get into the Woody Show Fiesta that's happening this Saturday in downtown LA with Cypress Hill, super mega sold out. So come hang out with me, O'Reilly Auto Parts, this Thursday, April 11th, right? From 3 to 5 p.m. Yes. On Long Beach Boulevard. So come hang out. Now, here's a super, super duper top secret thing, okay? I will not be at this place, but you need to go anyways, because actually this will be your very, 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 very last chance to get into the Woody Show Fiesta. Now, I've been talking about this place on our podcast for quite a long time, and they heard me, and we linked up together. It's called COSM. COSM. How dope is this place, Tyler? Eric, you saw it.
The Sphere. So if the Sphere was downsized to the size of your apartment and it was like you're at a sports bar versus, you know, a giant 15,000 seat thing and it's more intimate, I think that's a pretty accurate description.
Yeah, and even that doesn't do it any justice. I'm telling you, look this place up. COSM. Now, why am I bringing it up? They're going to be doing a job fair this Friday and Saturday. They're hiring people.
Nice.
If you want a job, go to COSM.com/careers, and they're going to be doing an in-person job fair for Friday and Saturday. Now, Friday, the Alt 98.7 Street Team is going to be there during the job fair. You're going to want to be there because that will be the very last chance to get into the Woody Show Fiesta because they will have tickets. What time is that going to be? From noon to 2, but COSM, right next to SoFi Stadium. Check it out. Now, what happened just recently? Eric and Dr. Sunshine's baby shower that we all hung out at?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Yeah.
Ironically, it was much like this podcast right now.
Right?
Yes,
yeah, yes. It was.
All right. So yeah, we all got to hang out with each other on Saturday for the baby shower. Eric, it was super fun, man.
You know how it all, like planning that kind of stuff, because you book things, you plan things, and then you're like, well, hopefully it doesn't suck. But I think everybody had a good time, you know? Food was good. The weather was nice, which was kind of a, because it rained the day before, it rained the weekend before, like literally as I was prepping on Friday, it was raining on me and my brother as we're kind of finalizing the driveway and the yard and stuff. But the weather was nice. It was perfect.
Yeah, and you didn't have like any gross out games. It was just like fun stuff. Now, Tyler let us down. So Tyler had to suck a whole beer out of a baby bottle. We have a video on our Instagram at What's New Pod on Instagram. And Tyler was like, he was crushing it. He was killing everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And then a big fat fail.
Yeah.
I was indeed correct. I was crushing it. Apparently, I squeezed this thing a little too hard because the top kind of popped off. And when you're drinking out of this thing and the top pops off, well, you have beer spilling out the side.
Yeah.
So
he was quite literally crushing the bottle.
Yeah. Was literally crushing it. Yeah. But
yeah. No, it was funny. In that video that Menace posted, you could see the start of Tyler's like heat. his little baby bird lips, he just goes, it looks like if you just focus on the first part of the video, he looks like a toddler just starting to suck on a bottle.
Yeah.
And that's worth price of admission right there.
Yeah. I enjoyed the taco stand.
Very good.
It was delicious. I went back for seconds.
Amazing.
You know, thirds. You went back
always,
for thirds.
That's always the go-to thing. I don't know if people in other parts of the United States have it or it's as popular, but I feel like that's just really like been become the go-to thing, like the taquerias.
Yeah.
Or, you know, just a little guy pops up in the corner of your yard somewhere and pumps out, you know, a couple hundred tacos for the guests. Like, I don't know if like Midwest or flyover state cities even know what we're talking about. Like, well, you just got tacos delivered. No, this is different. You know, they cook it the right there in front of you.
Making it, yeah.
Choice of your meats, fresh tortillas, everything.
It smelled bomb when he walked up to your house.
Oh my god. This was outside, so I'm looking around. I'm like, where's the desserts at? You know, where's the where's the cake?
Okay.
But you blew my mind on the setup for the desserts. I loved it.
That was my sister and my mom's area of the planning. So yeah, we got Randy's Donuts delivered. Only brown with maple, baby blues, and whites because you know the boy.
Yeah,
you know the frosted pretzel sticks, a little s'more station because it was bear themed. My mom and sister knocked the desserts out of the park for us.
Those donuts, those like little,
teddy grams.
Little glazed ones.
Yeah, the teddy grams. Don't sleep on the teddy grams, dog.
I have so many effing teddy grams left over. Me and Leanne are going to eat teddy grams for like 3 months.
Nice. Send me some. Send me some.
Dude, and then you had a pile of gifts. That's what it's all about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, dude. You know, our apartment isn't that big, so we pulled it all in, and I sent you guys a picture, and it took up the entire like front living room area. So it's like this: every spot I make for whatever we get is never really the size I need. So it's I'm in major like shift and like condense mode for this little human being that's gonna weigh like more than a football.
Yeah,
we did get an update from your neighbor, even though he is not joining us right now. We're not even gonna talk about his name or speak his name now. And he wasn't there that day, but we got an update that you tossed a coffee table just to make room for all the presents.
It's actually funny. So I'm actually in a new spot in the apartment today, so you might actually hear more of my window. A fire hydrant goes by or something.
Yeah,
because they used to be, or a fire truck, whatever. That used to be where I would set up. Would be on my couch, and I'd have this little raising, like it was like kind of like a portion of a circle, like cornered, so it would raise up so you could eat at it. Well, that's now at the curb because I had to make room in the living room for all the stuff and the puppy. And it just, I'm now in a desk corner next to a window.
It does sound like you have a fan going, but I'm assuming that's just the cars driving by.
Yeah, it's probably the cars, actually.
Yeah. However, I must say that his audio quality is surpassing Tyler's by 1,000
somehow.
Right now. I like it. I think it sounds good.
Who has been working at home for how many years now? And yet,
I don't even know why I bother trying.
Don't know how to use his setup.
Well, that's just because I'm a professional. It's funny. There was a part at the baby shower where I was sitting down with a group of family friends that I've known since I was like a teenager. And my buddy leans over to me. He's like, "Hey, is that Menace?" And I'm like, "Yeah." He's like, "From the Woody Show?" And I'm like, "Yeah." And then I forget sometimes that you're like radio famous Menace. And like the whole table or listens to the Woody Show.
Yeah.
And but it was just funny. Every now and then I have to remember that Menace is kind of famous.
No, I'm not famous at all. Not famous.
He
at sound
all bummed out. Menace is like,
no, that's Jason actually. I don't remember Menace.
Yeah,
that's Jason.
I don't know. That guy. Well, I told you I've had that happen to me where people show up to when I was living in an apartment. And they like come to fix the AC, and I open the door and they go, "Menace?" And then I say, "No." I go, "But I get that a lot, that I look like some guy."
Well, one of the first times I went out with you to an event, like we made a pit stop at a Starbucks, and they announced Jason, and you went and picked it up, and I didn't know your first name until that point. I was like, "Oh crap, his name's Jason."
Yeah, that it is. I am Jason. Going back to the party real quick, though, there was many dumb things that Tyler did.
Mm-hmm. What?
But, oh, wait. No. Actually, I want to get back to that. Don't worry.
Pause for that.
Well, let's just talk about Eric's neighbor, Randy. Okay? So Eric's neighbor.
I thought we said we weren't saying his name. What the hell?
Okay. Randy was not at the party because mysteriously he had to be at a wedding that happened to be on a Friday. Mind you. Right? Mm-hmm. Eric's baby shower is on Saturday.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So he went to North Carolina for a wedding on a Friday, allegedly, and then couldn't make it back for the baby shower on Saturday. Where's all these wedding posts that he was like gone for multiple days?
You know, I just thought about that because I was going to defend him a little bit because, you know, he's like, "Oh, you know, I'm trying to change my flight." I'm like, dude,
don't worry about it. Like, don't.
Yeah.
But then I did just have that thought, like there was really no photo evidence, no like a shared story post.
Yeah,
you know?
Nothing.
He was in the wedding. So at that, you know, you usually look good at a wedding if you're in the wedding. Like, hey, throw it up, you know, a little thirst trap, a little flex. Like,
me
look
and my boys.
Hair's done, you know? Yeah.
Don't you usually usually take like your significant other with you to a wedding. Yeah. Isn't it weird that Gio showed up?
Was at my baby shower.
Yeah, she was there.
Yeah.
But I mean, at that point, you're having to pay for two plane tickets.
No, they're not married. They don't. Yeah, they're not married. Go. They do not have a conjoined bank account.
Jules lives by a different set of freaking rules over here.
I'm just saying, she could have paid for her own flight, and she didn't. Because you want to know why? There was no wedding.
There was no freaking wedding, bro.
He was miraculously walking around the property Sunday morning, I should say.
That doesn't sound like somebody that's tired and jet lagged and had to be at a wedding and all this stuff. Sounds pretty spry.
I think he probably went to some stupid Dungeons and Dragons meetup, some D&D thing, and he was willing to skip your baby shower for that.
Hold on.
One of the most randy things ever was today. We're sitting at work, so today's Tuesday. The baby shower was 3 days ago?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He stands up from the other side of my desk because we sit like looking at each other, but our screens are at each other. So he stands up. I see him come into my view of my line of sight, and he goes, "Nice, your baby shower gift shipped today, Tuesday."
Wow. Barely bought it.
Did he fake going to North Carolina just to not buy you a gift?
You know, dude. Maybe he did fake it because he did go out. No, but listen, here's why.
You don't go out of town to a different state and don't post any social media.
He did go out of his way to tell two very randy updates that would only happen to him on this trip. So the first one, he's at the airport, and I guess he took like either an early flight or a red eye. And he's like, "Yeah, so I had the dumb mistake to get coffee at the airport this morning, and a little kid ran into me, and now I'm covered in coffee." So that's no photo of that. Yeah, that's number one.
He didn't put any photos in our group chat.
No.
Not even
posting on social media, but not even any photos in our group chat.
Now that I think about it, he did not even post any photos to the group chat that he, Eric, and me are in.
I'm telling you, this guy's a goddamn liar.
I only found out he was going to North Carolina because I was trying to call him like that. I'm like, "Are you at work? Where are you?"
Yeah.
He's like, "North Carolina." And I've had no other updates. I didn't get any of these stories, which usually I would get at least one of them. I've had nothing updates from Randy. And what the hell? My second present for Eric got here before freaking Randy's other present shipped.
Yeah. Oh, God. I'm just going to say it right here. Maybe I'll leave it in the podcast or not. The easiest way to find out if he's lying or not is you go to whoever got married's Instagram or just go to whoever he's following and look for wedding photos, and then click on that person being tagged and see if he's in any photos. Easy.
That seems like a lot of work.
No. I can do that in like 2 minutes.
Wait, do we even know whose wedding it is? Does anyone have any info on like whose wedding?
That's why I'm like, that's a lot of work.
No, it's not, because you see who he's following.
Well, I mean, here's the problem. Randy follows over 1,000 people.
I can find out. The only photo he's tagged in that weekend is the photo that we posted where he's not there. That's weird, right? At a wedding where they take a lot of photos, you're not tagged in one?
There's more pictures of us all together at the baby
shower.
That
is pretty wild, honestly. Right? Like, there's got to be some bleed over at some point.
Wait a minute, guys. I found a couple that he's friends with who said they're getting married, have no wedding photos posted, and they're not tagged in any wedding photos that weekend.
Weird.
That's suspicious, Ben.
You got married over the weekend and not one person tagged you?
In any photos.
And they're tagged in photos. I can click on their tags.
Wait, are you checking Facebook or Insta?
Instagram.
What's their name?
Okay, now I just found a new photo. They said April 5th, 2024. Okay. This was posted in October of 2023 that they were going to get married on that day.
The girl is co-posting or whatever. I went to her and she has one of those stories right below her bio. It says 4/5 and the picture right on it is her in a wedding dress.
All right.
Yeah, she's in a wedding dress. He's in a tux. Oh, here's a picture. I see Randy.
Okay, so he was there.
Yeah, he's there.
Damn.
Wow. Why didn't they tag his ass?
Alright, well, this ending sucked. I'm going. Bye, guys.
Well, who left a winner at from the shower.
Julianne.
Yes. Explain what happened.
You forgot how I won, Eric?
Well, I didn't connect together the dots because we played the game where you have to guess Leanne's like size of her belly. I guess it would be her circumference around the belly.
Yes.
With a thing of the yarn. You can't like hug her. It's just from like, you know, looking at her. And then everybody's like, oh, you know, guys are doing it where they wrap their bellies. Cause some heavier set dudes, some girls are doing their belly and adding some width. But then Julianne stands up and I totally forgot. She's also pregnant. Probably a couple weeks, maybe a month behind Leanne.
I'm 4 weeks behind her.
Julianne stands up and she's like, all right, well, look. And she just wraps her belly and she won that game.
Easy.
And I crushed it. Next.
Yeah. Well, you win again. You won a gift basket, right?
I won. I did. Yeah. I won a big ass Starbucks cup and a big ass bag of fresh Starbucks, the beans.
Ooh,
so I have to get it ground. But the cup, I'm using the cup already because I have to wait till after I give birth to drink the coffee. But the cup, I love it because it's like perfect weight.
I call shenanigans on all these other people winning but us.
Yeah, I know, right?
Hey, at least someone won from the crew, right?
True. Okay, fair. Right, congrats.
It had to be me. Sorry.
Tyler let us down.
I'm sorry that my strength opened a baby bottle and accomplished victory.
Okay, I alluded to Tyler doing dumbass things. The baby shower, right?
True.
But you know what? You know what he didn't do time around? He didn't get a dumb ass tattoo. He actually got a cool ass tattoo that he posted in the group chat. And guess what? For the very first time in the history of Tyler knowing us, he posted something in our group chat that got a positive reaction.
All compliments.
From everybody. I'm not used to this. I'm not going to lie.
Did it feel weird to you, Tyler?
I kind of did. I'm not going to lie. I didn't know how to handle it.
He's effing with me. Somebody like, has to be.
Everyone's like, oh, dude, that it looks good. Like, yeah. Like, even Eric said nice, which for him is a lot. So I'm just looking at it, and I'm like, everyone's being nice. I don't know what to do. Like, I'm just going to not respond to anybody.
Reflex and cuss me out. You're like, well, F you, Eric. Dude, I was nice.
Yeah. Eric, you're being nice. I'm sorry. I'm humbly sorry.
So can you explain what the tattoo looks like? We'll post it on What's New Pod on Instagram, but
yeah,
great job. So, my immediate reaction was stick with that artist, whoever it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the tattoo I have, it is again going back to the video game sleeve and again going back to Red Dead Redemption. So if you have ever met me, you have known that on my right arm, I had two smiley faces, which was just, I'm not going to lie, it was dumb.
Dumb.
So, yeah, so I had those on my arm. I decided I wanted to get those covered up because I want to turn my lower right arm into a video game half sleeve. So, to cover them up, I got the two hats of the two main protagonists from the Red Dead Redemption series, and it came out pretty sick. I'm not even going to lie.
Yo.
I will give an absolute shout out to my artist, Chelsea, over at Golden Alley Tattoo in Anaheim.
Nice.
She absolutely kills it, dude. Like, she did such a great job.
Yeah, stick with Chelsea.
Yeah, man.
All right.
Yeah, no, she's dope. She's dope.
It's about as good as it could get because you got two good tattoos and you removed two crappy tattoos.
Yeah.
Can you tell us, what did she say when she saw your crappy tattoos? Like, was she like, thank God we're covering this issue?
Yeah, I mean, she didn't really say anything, but
it's only
she
up
was
from
really,
here.
Yeah. Honestly, that's probably what she was
She's
thinking.
Like, you know, I could just X these out and they'll still be better.
She was definitely really excited to do a cover up.
I bet
and
she was.
Yeah, even Brett recognized right away because I looked at her inner arm. And she has a full-on Jurassic Park tattoo on her arm.
Oh, really? Nice. Did you fall in love?
Let's calm down. So I asked her if I could take a
picture.
I noticed
you're holding my hand.
Yeah.
Oh, my bad.
So I asked her if I could take a picture. I sent it to Brett immediately. And Brett's like, yeah, I could see why you're going to this artist. I'm like, that's exactly what I'm saying, dude.
Yeah. And even the shop is pretty cool because they have a bunch of like Star Wars like skateboard decks all over the place. Like Tyler was saying, pictures of the shop itself and her tattoos. It looks pretty legit. And I'm happy for Tyler that he found a good tattoo artist, someone that's willing to tattoo him and be that close to him and does some good work too.
She's a damn good artist. Like, I will give her 100% credit for that because I don't know how to do a cover up and I can barely draw stick people.
When you're bringing her a
let's
ring.
Calm down.
No, what's the name of this place?
So again, it is the Golden Alley Tattoo in Anaheim. If you want a tattoo, check them out, dude. They do great work.
All right. Well, check them out. You know, a thing that I checked out, we didn't talk about it because we didn't have a podcast last week. I just did a little mini update on things that are going on. I went to Austin, Texas And I think even Eric would enjoy Austin, Texas. I think it's the most California version of Texas you can get. It was really, really cool. I went to Bucky's.
Yes.
I did a little recap video on my Instagram at Menace, M-E-N-A-C-E. I also hit up H-E-B. It was lit, Tyler.
Amazing.
H-E-B, if you don't know, grocery store. It's basically like the Texas version of Whole Foods, even though Whole Foods is originated from Texas. But, you know, I think they got kind of California-fied a little bit.
Bougie.
A little bit bougie. Mm-hmm. But the H-E-B that I went to, bougie, but still had a little Texas twist to it. It had a barbecue restaurant inside with a bar that was so good. Also, a pizza spot inside. I enjoyed it. Oh, I wish H-E-B was available in more places. I mean, they do have 380 locations. They pretty much take over Texas, and they bleed into Mexico as well. So,
Yeah, that was kind of wild when you sent us that because, like you said, the one that you went to had a full-on barbecue restaurant. Yeah, I've never seen that. So that's even more added to the legendary status that H-E-B already is. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, they're next leveling it. Also, I was there because Daiso is opening up a couple of new stores.
Yeah.
And it's nice to see, you know, things that we love. So I went to the shopping complex that had a Daiso. They had another one of our favorite, Kura Sushi, there.
Oh, yeah.
They had another one of our favorite, 85 Degree Bakery.
Oh,
yeah. So
oh,
good.
My God.
Even though I was in Texas, it looked so familiar. And then just like the Texas twist on everything was awesome. And then I went back to the desert. I flew into Palm Springs and then I went to Coachella and I was prepping the house because this is first weekend of Coachella. So a lot of my friends from Northern California are coming to my house to come hang out. And just announced, added Vampire Weekend. So I'm excited for that. Also, it might not have been a bust on all the rumors involving Taylor Swift. Allegedly, Taylor Swift will be showing up weekend one to hang out with all her friends like Lana Del Rey, Bleachers with Jack Antonoff, also Ice Spice as well. So maybe all those rumors were true. Who knows if she's going to pop on stage or not. But I was FaceTiming with Spicy Nacho last night, and guess who was sound checking? That would be No Doubt, and they did a full set. You can hear it. They're blasting the full set.
Wow.
All night preparing for Coachella. So that's pretty cool.
Just take me with you.
Now, if you listen to the last podcast, a little mini update that I did, when I was preparing the house and I was just thinking, I'm like, oh, I really got to talk to Randy and Tyler about this. The Safari Boys, just FYI, if you don't know, when Randy and Tyler are in the desert, they are the Safari Boys. Tyler and Randy, I need you to be a little bit more aware of your surroundings. When they walk around the house, they're like gorillas, like, you know, like bulls going through the place. And I did notice this last time, but I didn't say anything. But when I was looking at the walls, I'm like, I really got to say something this time. When you guys are walking through the halls of the house and you have your giant bags with you, try not to scrape the walls as you're walking through.
Oh,
okay,
no.
Hold on. I will say that I did not do any of this because I have slept in the living room, wide open space, no walls. So that is already, okay? That is not the case.
Yeah. So I don't want to repaint the walls. So just try not to scrape the walls. I'm just bringing it up, Tyler, because this time you will have your very own room.
Oh, my God.
He has graduated to his own room. Every time we have some outing, Tyler always has to sleep in some weird place. He has to sleep on the floor. Yeah. He has to sleep in a closet.
Last time we went to Coachella, I do appreciate it because last time, you know, he didn't know, but if he would have, you know, I don't know, it wasn't Coachella, it was Menace's birthday. He got there first, he dropped his bag in the room, and, you know, whoever's first gets free reign. Me and Leanne walked in and we saw his bag, and I'm like, no, no, no. And then deep down, I was like, damn, dude, if he holds firm to this, he's going to make a pregnant woman sleep on the floor. He didn't know at the time, but I kind of held it over to his head. But he always graciously succeeds the room, so I do appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm a nice guy, and it's funny that you mentioned that because, it's funny that Menace mentions that I always spend the night in a weird place because I was talking to a friend of mine, and they said, like, I was like, yeah, I went to Palm Springs, like, in the middle of COVID, and they said, Yeah, wasn't it that one time you spent the two nights in a closet? So, yeah.
Hey,
great.
You got your own little room for the third night,
no,
okay?
The funny thing is, so with the closet, it was ironically perfect because, it's small enough, but it's big enough to where it's not too small. But at the same time, dude, you close the door, it's instantly black. I fell asleep both nights within like 3 minutes.
Pitch
it was
black.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Shimmy and Churro are going to miss him sleeping on the floor in the front room because they used to love sniffing around on his that butt. Mattress after he would get up. He was like, ooh, it smells like sausage.
Yeah, it smells nice and greasy. So good.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so.
I will say this. There is one thing. If I can find it, I'm going to need to bring it because I feel we need to test it while we're out there. So during WrestleMania this past weekend, they had Snoop Dogg come on, and during one of the matches, they advertised a new drink that I guess him and Dr. Dre made called Gin and Juice. I need to find this, and I need to try it. If I find it before Coachella weekend, I will bring it, and we will have some gin and juice while we're up there.
Nice. We do have the vodka Sunny D's.
What? Like pre-made ones?
Yeah.
Nice.
You know they sell those, right?
No. I mean, I don't like Sunny D, but I mean, I would try it.
Yeah.
This house is always like stocked up like an adult beverage refrigerator. It's
amazing.
Like walking into like the kids' adult version section.
It's Menace's Bodega.
Oh, yeah. And I'm very good at, because I worked at a grocery store, I'm very good at always having it like look like it's never empty.
Yep.
The second you take a drink out, I put another drink in.
Never empty. Labels there's forward. Never a slot missing. Yep. It's perfect.
Yeah.
You rotate all the old stuff to the front.
Yep.
Oh,
I'm not
nice.
Even gonna lie. I pray that one day my fridge looks as good as yours, dude.
Thank you. Thank you. Hashtag goals. So yeah. Coachella.
Wait.
Yeah.
Talking about Coachella, were you ever going to tell me about the Reddit forum that you were on that spoke about all the pregnant women wanting to meet up at Coachella because Spicy
Julia
Nacho.
Look, I'm going to be real. Stop making this about you. Don't do it.
No. Yeah. When I saw her on Saturday at the baby shower, she told me about this Reddit that her and Menace came across, and Menace was almost throwing up because some girl was saying,
oh,
hey,
I forgot about that.
Yes. Thank you very much.
I was smoking weed and I almost threw up in my mouth.
Oh, my God.
So this pregnant lady goes on there and says, yo, we're all the pregnant Coachella goers at. Like, let's all meet up.
Gross.
And I was like, yes, I knew it. Just take me with you.
No.
And Spicy Nacho seemed, down for me to go. So I just say it.
She's just being
that's
nice.
That's what happened.
Oh, so that's what the gossip was that was holding up the taco line. Yeah. Got it.
All right. Moving on. Speaking about food news. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Twisted Tea announces some pants that they made to help you golf better.
Okay.
Twisted Tea taking over the nation. Now, golfing, I think, is the new hot thing. Now, golfing obviously has been around forever, but I think with young people, people are embracing it in so many different ways. Did you see that Tiger Woods is, what's it called? It's called Pop Stroke, weird name, but he's opening up the new location in Vegas pretty soon, April 22nd. He already has a couple locations, but it is basically like a Dave and Buster's golf setup.
Ooh.
And then also you have Atomic Golf opening up everywhere that's competing with Top Golf. Eric, are you going to get into golf as an older man now that you're your father?
I've always kind of wanted to. Back as a kid, I wasn't interested into it because I was a tough hockey player and golf losers.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
But I mean, as I got older, it's like, I don't know if, I mean, I wouldn't be opposed to it. It's just such a hard thing to just pick up on your own, Like, I've been to a driving range. It's fun just smacking the hell out of a ball, but actually playing like
knowing
rules.
Yeah, being good.
Outside of the beers on the golf cart,
yeah.
It would probably be hard, but I would love to like play, but I just assume that initial starting, I would suck so bad and I'd get frustrated with it. But I'm always down to go to Topgolf or go to a driving range and just smack the hell out of a ball and have a couple beers.
Yeah, I also want to check out this new Pop Stroke thing.
Yeah.
It looks pretty cool because the Pop Stroke thing is all putty. So
that's fun.
He's basically an adult
mini golf.
That's it.
Oh, yeah. I'm down.
I'm down for it. In other food news, though, you have have you seen this? DiGiorno is getting into the kiosk pizza business.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Basically, Yeah, you just is all automated machine pizzas.
Yes.
And it looks like a vending machine. And do you know where they have a bunch of these that are actually inside the Link in Las Vegas? And I have ate many of pizza from these machines. So DiGiorno style.
You're telling me there's pizza vending machines.
Uh-huh.
Inside the Link.
It's not pizza vending machines. It's DiGiorno.
Yes,
but the ones inside the Link are not DiGiorno.
Point is, I think I'm staying at the Link next time because I will be down there at 4 a.m. grabbing a vending machine pizza.
That's why they come in clutch, because like all the other places around are closed, or if they're open, they have crazy big lines, and I've just gone there super late night.
Yeah,
and it takes about 3.5 minutes to get a pizza out of this machine. It's awesome, man.
So good.
The DiGiorno pizzas are going to be opening up on campus Genius at University of Arkansas. So they're going to test it there, and I'm sure it's going to take over the nation after that.
Ooh, also shout out to DiGiorno just for the fact that their microwavable stuffed crust cheese pizza is within my top 2 frozen pizzas of all time.
Nice.
So good. I love
it. Also, I will give them a lot of credit. Testing this thing on a university campus, that's probably the best place to test it. Absolute genius.
So there's another podcast I love listening to. It's probably my favorite podcast. It's called Group Chat. And they want to invest in doing Zen vending machines at campuses. They're like, we'll make $1 trillion. So on the Woody Show, I think it's tomorrow, maybe, or in like a couple days, I will be trying Zen for the first time. Now,
what?
I will tune in for this.
Hold on. Right, now I'm interested. I've been talking about Randy, I could care less. But now
So I've been listening a lot to Two Bears, One Cave podcast with Brett Kreischer and Tom Segura. And I gotta give props to Randy on this one, because Randy was the first to be like shouting out Tom Segura to us. And we're like, dude, Tom Segura, what? And then I really got into the Two Bears, One Cave podcast, and they always talk about Zens. And like, and so I just want to know what it feels like. I don't think I'm going to be a regular user of Zen. Also, now that I brought up Zen, they're like, oh, well, you should try Chew, and you should try.
No.
I had a friend who had to take a chunk out of his mouth.
I'm not going to get addicted to this crap.
But you'll puke. I mean, if they want you to puke, which is usually the goal, you will puke. For Chew and Chew Tobacco, you will.
Like the Sandlot, yes.
Well, that's different, too. That was like, that's actual, like, Red Man's chewing tobacco. All right. You put in gum.
Start with Zen.
So Zen, Randy's been collecting my points. That's what he gets my points. I don't have the patience, and he's just always looking for a free buck.
Yeah.
So he's getting these codes from me to get rewards points, whatever.
So you're Zenning?
Yeah.
You never said that.
That's why I send him the pictures on the group chat.
Oh, I didn't realize it was you. So I thought it was somebody you knew.
It's just their nicotine pouches.
Yeah.
And you will get a head buzz. Like, you get a especially since you've never done anything before. You get a 6 milligram and the 3 milligrams. I do 6s.
Mm-hmm.
You'll get a head change. You'll get a little buzz. You'll probably get a stomach ache. I don't think you'll puke on these ones.
A buzz? What do you mean a buzz?
Yeah, you get lightheaded. Like, it's like a quick little lighthead.
You get that from smoking vapes, too. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I didn't smoke a cigarette till I was like 22, and it was part of a radio bit, and it did like nothing. Like, it gave me no feeling. People were like,
You'll get a head change out of this. And this one, it'll probably give you a stomach ache, because the Zen pouches, you can swallow. Chewing tobacco, you have to spit. And because like that will like jack, like you'll puke either way. Like, don't do the chewing tobacco. Not worth it. It's grosser. You get like,
I think the point is to make me throw up.
Yeah. So, I mean, well, either way you might, but Zens are
you
fun.
You throw up over everything, so you're good.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Pregnant women at Coachella.
Yeah.
There you go.
Gross. I mean,
it's
worse than dip.
It's fun, dude. You might like, it's more of a like an oral asphyxiation thing. Just toss a little thing in your mouth, you know? Get a little pillow in there.
Yeah. I'm not promoting this, by the way, that everybody should start trying it. It's just an experiment, because I've never had these before.
Yeah.
You'll get a head change. Like, you get lightheaded. You'll probably get a little nauseous because you're swallowing the nicotine and stuff, which is not as, it's definitely nowhere near as bad as chewing tobacco, which I went through a college phase. Yeah, I mean, it's nothing horrible. You're not going to die from it, but you probably will get a little lightheaded, and you'll probably get a little tummy ache out of it.
Oh, no.
If we
But.
And then it's like, it's super popular right now in like the frat bro scene. Like Tucker Carlson has been on podcasts talking about, it's all the health benefits. I'm not leaning that far into it. It's something you do just to, you know, whatever. Like the people like, oh, it's health. It gives you like a rush and keeps you up. Like, I don't know about all that crap. Eventually the effects wear off. Like, it's not, you're getting a head change if you're popping it, you know, you're going through a tin a couple times a week.
You know what's so crazy is, so I was listening to this podcast talk about Zyn and the nicotine, and they said that because of the rush that it'll increase 10 IQ points in that time.
Oh, nice.
Oh, stop.
I'm like, give me 100 of them.
What a load. Yeah,
give me a couple hundred.
Me too.
No, like Zyn, it's like nice and packed, compact. Like if you do chewing tobacco, you gotta scoop it out of the tin. It's messy. You get little like we used to call them ants because they're like little stringy black things. You have to tuck it into your lip, and that's messy alone too. Like if you've never done chewing tobacco, you have to pack it into your lip with your tongue. Like
so
the little
gross.
Zyn pillows, the Zyn pouches.
What's it taste like?
Well, Caca. I mean, there's that flavors. Good, right? There was better flavors than other ones for sure.
Has Eric gone down the Zyn route because of the smelling salts that we used to have in the studio?
Oh, no.
For a kick?
Oh,
is that
my
the
God.
Gateway?
No. I've done smelling salts for a while. I mean, not like I haven't. Actually, I found a bag of smelling salts I was playing ice hockey the other day, and all these old guys, you know, like have random stuff. And so this old dude had a bag of smelling salts. I'm like, those yours? He's like, yeah. And I popped one on the bench. It's been a while. I really show flashbacks.
Wow.
Yeah. For anyone that missed that, for most of COVID, I think it was Randy brought in smelling salts, and that's how Menace, Randy, and Eric would keep themselves going through our 10-hour shifts.
It's the worst. Oh, real quick, before I finish up food news, and we went in on a Zyn fest.
Tobacco news.
Did you see, because there's so much to catch up on. I also went to the Lazy Dog Test Kitchen, and that was lit.
Oh, my God.
Dude.
I'm so jealous.
I have to bring you guys next time. Because they had all the new spring menu items and they were quite delicious. They had the crispy tuna rice, so good. Mm. Now, Tyler, you said you've been living at Lazy Dog recently.
Yeah, not gonna lie. I've been at Lazy Dog I think 3 times in the past 3 weeks. So yeah, so I've been there a little bit, but the most recent time we went to the Angels home opener, and there's a Lazy Dog maybe about a mile and a half down the street.
Oh, sweet.
So we went there to basically, you know, hang out before the game. Got there during their happy hour menu, their happy hour time. 6 margaritas, a thing of lettuce wraps, a thing of onion rings, a thing of bacon cheddar biscuits, and a thing of the corn dogs with the fries.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
$60.
What?
Like, you can absolute steal that you can get this much food and drink for $60 during a happy hour menu. On top of that, I took my mom there for the first time about a week and a half ago. She had never been there. She got their Green Goddess salad. Absolutely loved it. She wants to go back.
Oh, man. I say we go right now.
Let's do it.
Yes. Why are we here?
Why are we here? Well, I don't want to keep you too long. We're actually recording later in the day today, and people got to go do things. But please come hang out with me this Thursday at O'Reilly Auto Parts from 3 to 5 p.m. in Long Beach. It's April 11th on Long Beach Boulevard. I'll have a bunch of giveaways, as usual, theme parks, concerts, but most importantly, the Woody Show Fiesta, one of your last chances to get into the Fiesta for this Saturday, sold out show with Cypress Hill, our 10-year anniversary party. I would love to see you there. And just a little secret, the very, 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 very last chance for you to get tickets are going to be at COSM, COSM.com during their job fair that they're having on Friday and Saturday. But the street team for Alt-987 is going to be there from noon to 2 p.m. at COSM, right next to SoFi Stadium. Look it up. It's Hollywood Park. All the information is going to be at COSM.com/careers. Get out there. Hang out with Alt-987. Have an opportunity to possibly hang out with us this Saturday for the 10-year Fiesta. It's going down for real. Shout out to our friends, Joe Coy, JOKOY.com. I was just texting with him today. He is out and about. He's going to be out in the desert, actually, all weekend long at a casino that I can't mention. All weekend.
you better keep that in.
Because they're not one of my partners. I ride or die for my partners, so they won't get a shout out. But you can check out Joe Coy across the country. Just go to jokoy.com, see where he's going to be touring at next. Also, shout out to our boy Gabriel Iglesias, who was at WrestleMania, big part of WrestleMania.
Oh,
WrestleMania
yeah.
weekend. I mean, look at the level of what Fluffy was doing at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
It was so awesome.
Dude, biggest WrestleMania of all time over two nights, stacked card, and there's our boy Fluffy just doing there, what he does because he's a diehard wrestling fan.
True fan.
And also, his shirts, man. I don't know where he gets his wrestling shirts, but man, he always looks pimped out in those.
Yeah, custom. Straight custom. Go to fluffyguy.com. That's fluffyguy.com. See where he's going to be at next. It is festival season. As we talked about, our friends, Man Kim, are going to be out and about doing festivals. Check them out. If you see them on the lineup, make sure you cash their set. Also, see where they're going to be at next. Just go to mattandkim.com and stream them wherever you find music. Just search Man Kim. Shout out to our friend, Sex with Emily. She is a podcaster. She is on Instagram and TikTok. Just follow her at Sex with Emily. Also, pick up some Diego Hot Sauce. Just go to DiegoHotSauce.com or search Diego Hot Sauce on Amazon. And don't forget, get some blankets because who knows what's going on with this weather here in Los Angeles. Oh, it's sunny all week, and then the weekend comes. It's freezing and it's raining. So go to BlanketsByTracy.com. That's BlanketsByTracy.com. And pick yourself up a blanket. Just search Blankets by Tracy on Google. You'll find it right away. T-R-A-C-E-Y. Brett, what is happening at Shasta Jeans Boutique?
Well, I'm going to give a special thank you to a bunch of What's New Pod listeners who have recently shopped from ShastaJeansBoutique.com with 2 O's because spooky. They bought tons of necklace items, stone bead bracelet items, earrings, pendants, all sorts of wonderful things. You can find those at ShastaJeansBoutique.com with 2 O's. Spooky. You can find the link in my link tree at St. Bart. And do not forget to get the crystal ball sack. You got to protect all your crystals, your crystal ball. You got to protect the color, their shape. You can't let them get damaged. You need a nice, beautiful, supportive velour sack, crystal ball sack.
Do it. Also, Brett, big shout out to your sister. Thank you to your sister. I didn't even mention it. So many things happened in the past week, and we're already like full force going into this weekend. But I did the Power of Sight charity event at YMCA, and a bunch of Woody Show listeners showed up. Thank you for that. Now, if you don't know about Power of Sight, it rules. Make sure you follow them. They hook up people with free eye exams and free glasses. It's such a cool organization. Power of Sight, look into them if you want to be a part of it. They rule. But while I was there, Brett's sister showed up and supported. So thank you so much to her for rolling through. And before we go, Brett, do you have anything to say before we leave?
Oh, hold on. Let's see. Yes. One, Cody finished the story at WrestleMania, so congrats to Cody Rhodes.
Yes.
Hell yeah. Thank you to everybody that came out to Raising Cane's last week.
Oh, yeah, we did that, too.
That was a great time. Maestro for the Desert. I met him there. It was an awesome time. Yeah. Very beautiful Raising Cane's in a beautiful new shopping center in Huntington Park.
Yeah.
That was really, really nice.
Yeah, that Target that's right there.
Yeah,
it's cool.
And we had a good crowd, too.
Yeah, there's a farmer's boy, but, you know, go to Raising Cane's. nice little shopping complex right in the dead center of it. So it's cool. Thank you to all the listeners that showed up to that as well.
Yeah, and then shout out to Eric's mom for allowing us into her wonderful home everything, mm-hmm. for his baby shower. She was an awesome host, along with Eric and Dr. Sunshine herself. And watch Star Wars The Bad Batch. Come out to Woody Show Fiesta. There's a lot of little updates in there. And, I have a special jacket that I got for the Woody Show Fiesta.
Really?
Yes. Ooh, I have not worn it. I have not posted it. So, if you guys may like Pokemon.
All right.
See a special jacket I'm wearing.
Okay.
We'll see more pictures of that jacket than Randy at the sweating.
Damn right!
All right. Eric?
So, we'll circle back. So I have a funny Zen story about Randy, so maybe we'll talk about it after you do it for the first time. When he did it for the first time with me on an airplane, he almost died.
Yeah, hopefully.
Oh, God, on an airplane.
So, Menace, if you're okay with it, I want to share the message you wrote to my future son in the book you gave him for
the message I wrote.
So, our baby shower, we didn't ask for cards. We asked for baby books. You write a little message in there, so we get some books and a little message to him or whatever, right? So Menace is in line with me to get tacos. He's like, hey, man, when you read the message, just think about I was writing it to him in the future. I'm like, okay, so we were going through our gifts, and I read Menace's message, and it was this. Dear Austin, we are writing this to you on April 4th, 2024. If you're able to read this, you're probably like 13 or 25, which is like 2049. Is time travel real yet? If so, hit me up. Love, Menace.
And we're sitting at the table. Menace is trying to explain what he wrote without telling us what he wrote.
Yeah.
And he's like, dude, just know that I was like super high when I was writing it.
So I read that to my mom and sister were over here, and Leanne read it out loud, and we were all dying laughing.
Oh, they understand what I was going for?
Yep.
Nice. Oh, hell yeah. Well,
so hopefully my son visits you in the future at some point. Time travel.
Rule,
hopefully everybody gets one trip, and then he uses it on you at some point.
Yeah,
maybe he'll drop in at Coachella or something.
Yes. Tell him to bring Fireball.
I hope he can read before 13 as well.
No, so yeah, like even Spicy Nacho didn't get that part. What I'm saying is like, yeah, the kid could probably read, like, I don't know, what age you read? Like,
five, six.
Right? But he probably won't be, until he's like 13 or like in his 20s, like comprehend what I'm even saying, you know? Right.
Well, memory unlocked.
Time travel is going to happen. He's like, dude, that one guy that sent that book to my dad. I need to go
really
hit him up.
I really want to drop in on the Doja Cat set at Coachella with him.
Not to extend this podcast, but just the comprehension right here. Eric missed a beautiful moment at our table where it was you, Tyler, and Juliet all trying to figure out math for like the length and weight of the baby.
Oh, so
like cards.
Yeah, there was cards that say, oh, guess the length of the baby. And I'm like, do they ever talk about length? Like, what is the average size length of a baby? And Julianne's like, you don't know that? I'm like, no, they only talk about like how much a baby weighs when it's born, not how long it was. And Tyler and I are looking at each other like, dude, what do we put? Do we put like 16 inches, 23 inches?
At some point somebody
said. And Julianne's like looking at us like we're dumbasses. Like, dude, one, don't have a baby. Tyler might have babies, but he wasn't there when they were born. Like, we don't know how long a baby's going to be.
I somehow heard somebody say 16 inches is 1 foot, or is a baby the size of a foot?
No,
what is it?
She's like, there's 16 inches in a foot. And I'm like, there's 16 ounces in a pound, you
there's
idiot.
12, like, I did not say that. There's 12 inches in a foot. You said maybe the baby can weigh, like, I don't know, like 6 pounds, 12 ounces. And I was like, well, why wouldn't you just say seven pounds?
Oh, that's right. And I'm like, there's 16 ounces in a pound.
And I was like, oh, wait. Sorry, just kidding. You were talking about ounces, not inches.
Yeah, Eric, you miss all the like back and forth, all these little cards that you had us fill out. It was so much math involved.
People were actually kind of pissed about it. Like, they're like, dude, what the hell? Like, you're asking us to read, do math. It was like, just get more baby bottles to drink beer out of.
Yes.
I was mad there was no Eric fun fact questions. I was like, dude, we're failing right
now.
We
would have crushed it. Where were we? Tyler, you have anything to say before we leave?
Yeah, a couple things. Number one, math is hard. Don't do it. Number two, wrestling is all the way back. Do that instead.
Yeah.
And number three, I am still blogging on my Inept franchise series for the show I do on Monday nights, Monday Night Rants. I took a couple weeks off because I was in Texas, and then it was the Final Four, so it was just a lot. But I am back to doing that. Put out a blog last week, and with the NFL draft around the corner, we have two NFL blogs coming back.
Oh, yeah.
Released this weekend. You can find the link to that, to those blogs, in my Instagram right there in my bio. Also, I have the link to the newest blog pinned to my Twitter, so you can find it there too.
Cool. And what is your Instagram username, Tyler?
At Heavy T on Air. I knew I was forgetting one thing. At Heavy T on Air.
Wow.
So close.
Yeah, I got these things, so I won't tell you where to get them. Julianne, what do you have to say before we leave?
Well, this is kind of like a PSA. I try not to give out kid advice too often because I hate when it's done to me. But I feel like I need to share this, especially because we have a newbie daddy coming along.
Okay.
So, okay, I potty trained. This is my second kid I'm potty training, okay? The first one, I mean, she did amazing. I did it probably within like a few weeks. Now, my second kid, for some reason, she won't crap in the toilet, and I can't figure out why. She'll pee in the toilet, but she won't crap in it. So I looked up ways to get her to, you know, use the toilet. And someone said to not put a diaper on her. Just let her roam around diaper free.
Yeah, no, do you know what's crazy is, you know who says that is, what's her name?
I think Blossom. Gwyneth Paltrow?
No, Blossom.
Oh.
What's her name?
The I don't even know.
I don't know. She played Blossom and she was on Jeopardy, whatever. Okay. But she, I heard her, she had a clip going around saying the same thing, but yeah, go on.
Well, I highly suggest not to do that because last night.
All right, she was wrong.
She is dead wrong. Last night, Felicity turns around and says, Mom, oh my gosh, there's poop over here. I'm like, where? And I look over, two big turds on the floor. Kevin thought they- Kevin's like, there's no way that came from her.
Great.
He's like, those are dog turds. I'm like, no, there's not. The dogs are outside. Those are Serenity's turds. And I had to pick them up. And thank God I don't have carpet anymore. And now I have laminate with flooring. So yeah, oh yeah, super easy. Just swipe that bad boy up and plopped it in the toilet. But still, Eric, don't go diaper free. Put a diaper on them, and yeah, you should be good.
At one point, Serenity was crying when I was setting things up, finalizing like tables and stuff, and I was like having like, "Whoa, mine's not here yet. Why do I hear a crying baby?"
So many babies.
She's hungry. She wanted.
She was good though. She was just munching on the graham crackers after.
Yeah, she wanted a Teddy Graham.
Oh, man.
Don't worry, Eric. I have you covered in the future. I'm texting you what I almost got you for your baby shower, which you'll be getting in about a year or so.
All right, sweet.
It might be the playtime with Bluey.
Uh-huh.
Trainer potty.
What do you think?
Oh, hell yeah, dude.
Oh, my God.
No, don't get the trainer potties. Then you have to pick up the pee and the poop and dump it on your own. Just sit there, butt on the toilet.
And then it falls in.
I don't want to talk about this anymore. Anyways, thanks for listening to this podcast, and we'll see you next week.
What's new? What's new with Menace?